Hello, my friend. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about preparing for a spiritual journey by transforming our view of the world. Now we're starting to take our first steps out into the world to take action, making that world a better place and ourselves happier and more satisfied with our lives as a result. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Human beings are naturally altruistic. We want to help people when we see that they're struggling. It's a most natural thing that when we see someone suffering that we want to help. It's also good for our mental health. When we help others, it builds our confidence, makes us feel more optimistic about our own lives. So then if that's true, why don't we live in a utopian world where everyone looks after each other and we work as a species to minimize suffering? And there's not an easy answer to this. Part of the reason is lack of awareness. So if we saw someone on our doorstep who was in trouble, we'd want to help. But much of the suffering in the world happens away from our direct view. So we sometimes have to actively look for who needs our help. Another reason is that we can unconsciously judge people as being worthy or less worthy of our compassion. It's very easy to empathize with people that we like. But developing your empathy means not limiting it to the perceived deserving. Thinking about someone you don't get along with, meditating on their life experience, building our understanding helps us to let go of our resentment and wish them well. And we're going to do a guided meditation on that in a moment. And a final reason is cultural. Depending on where you're listening to this from, then your society might be more individualistic or collective. And there's good things about individualistic societies, freedom of choice, for example. But society can start to lose its connection between human beings when the moral and economic principle of self-interest pushes our collective altruism aside. So what's the solution? I propose an experiment. So this week, I want you to pick a person each day who needs your help. It might be someone you know. It might be someone suffering in another country, somebody left behind by society, and provide some understanding and practical help to them. It might be that you listen to them without judgment. It could be doing something for them, sharing your time or sharing your resources. Pick a person each day, sometimes including a person that you don't particularly like, and see how it feels to make a difference in their lives. Because the utopia I talked about earlier is real and within reach. And some people might tell you that it's pie in the sky and it's a hard world and you need to be tough to survive. But I don't believe that that's true. The world that I want to live in is one where we take care of each other, including ourselves. I'm going to start that right now with a loving kindness meditation, wishing different groups of people well. So if you want to take a moment to get yourself comfortable, we start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing our awareness on our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your whole body. Noticing where you feel warm, where you feel cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave your awareness, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. And now picturing in our mind's eye someone we love. It may be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Allowing that person to fade, and then bringing forward someone we know who is suffering at the moment, may be happy, may be peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. So letting that person fade out of our awareness. And now thinking of someone who we find it difficult to get along with. We might have some difficult feelings towards. May be happy. May be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And now thinking of ourselves, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I see myself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And now thinking of all of the people across the world, may be happy, may be peaceful, and may see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to, noticing any changes in your mind and your body, and may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.